Chapter 15. In Court. Judge Roosevelt entered the small courtroom a few minutes after Mark and Reggie had arrived. The judge began by asking Foltrick, Fink and Truman to explain why they wanted to question Mark. Mark tried not to cry. He didn't want them to see how frightened he was.
"We'll take a break now, and I'd like you gentlemen to come to my office," Judge Roosevelt said, looking at Foltrick, Fink and Truman. They followed him immediately. "How do you intend to protect Mark from the Mafia if he gives you the information you want?" the judge asked them.
"Mark and his family can enter the Federal Witness Protection Program," Truman said.
"Does Reggie know about this?" Judge Roosevelt asked.
"Not yet, sir," Truman said. "I only received approval from FBI Central Office an hour ago."
"Then I'll speak to Reggie," said the judge. "Go back to the courtroom and ask her to come in here."
When Reggie arrived, Judge Roosevelt asked her, "Mark knows something about Senator Boyette's murder, doesn't he?" Reggie didn't answer, but the expression on her face told the judge that he was right.
"Truman just told me that the Sways can enter the Federal Witness Protection Program," he said.
"This is the first time I've heard anything about this," Reggie said, obviously surprised by this news.
"I realise that," said Judge Roosevelt, "and we'll get the details later. I imagine that it takes some time to organise, so until we know that the family will be protected, I want you to advise Mark not to answer my questions about Boyette or Muldano."
"Why?" Reggie asked incredulously. This was the first time a judge had told her to advise a client to act in contempt of court.
"If Mark is in contempt of court, I can keep him in the detention centre for his own protection," Judge Roosevelt explained.
Reggie didn't like the idea of Mark staying in the detention centre, but the judge's plan made sense.
"I'll talk to Mark," she said.
When Reggie and the judge returned to the courtroom, the judge said,
"I'm going to ask you some questions, Mark. You can stay in your chair next to Reggie. Raise your right hand."
Mark did so and swore to tell the truth. First, the judge asked him to explain how he had met Clifford, and Mark described how Clifford had pulled him into the car.
"Did Mr. Clifford talk to you about Senator Boyette or Mr. Muldano?" the judge asked.
Foltrick, Fink and Truman were excited. This was the moment they had been waiting for. Remembering Reggie's advice, Mark said,
"Who?"
"If you don't answer, you'll be in contempt of court and I'll send you back to the detention centre," Judge Roosevelt said.
Mark started to cry.
"I know," he said, "but I can't answer because I'm afraid someone might hurt me and my family."
"I understand," the judge said gently. "But according to the law, that's no excuse. You must return to the detention centre. I want you back in my court at noon tomorrow."
Reggie tried to console Mark.
"Tell my mother I'm okay," he said.
Once the bailiff had taken Mark to the detention centre, the judge asked Truman to describe the Federal Witness Protection Program in more detail.
"We'll move the family anywhere they want to go," said Truman. "We'll give them new names with new birth certificates, credit cards, driver's license and bank account. We'll get them a house, put the boys in a good school and provide money until we find a good job for Mrs. Sway. And of course our agents will be there to make sure they're okay. Once Mrs. Sway agrees and decides where to move, everything can be ready in a few days."
"It sounds good," said the judge.
"Yes, it does," said Reggie, and she meant it. Right now the Sways had no home, Diane had no job, and they were in danger. "I'll explain everything to Diane Sway." After taking Mark to the detention centre, the bailiff returned to the court building, where a reporter was waiting for him in the men's restroom.
The bailiff told the reporter what had happened in court and received $100 for the information.